With me today is Eric Nakagawa, all the way from San Francisco, I guess. And we're here to talk about maybe a bit about deep learning. Eric, would you like to talk about a bit about your experience with that, or you can talk about cryptocurrency? I mean, you've done both.
Right? Yeah, you know, I think it's the best thing you can do. You know, starting from a first principles point of view, is to combine both. Because that's where the true, you know, that's where the true power happens.
How do you get from first principles and deep learning into the blockchain theory of mining bitcoins?
Right. Let's take a step back and talk about ICOs first.
Okay.
Because I think that's where all the important stuff happens.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that having Ethereum specifically is what made ICOs possible?
You know, well, in that particular case, you're talking about ERC-20 tokens.
Okay.
And I believe that, you know, crowdsourcing that effort.
Eric, be serious. We're talking about Ethereum, ICOs, mining, bitcoins, cryptocurrency,
yes.
Bitcoins, and blockchain.
You're right. You know, sorry for that outburst. I'm just so emotional about this topic. You know, it can really change the world. You know, it's connecting so many different paradigms. Finance, you know, but you know, the blockchain enables so much.
So you're saying that it's actually a part of the new fintech area.
Exactly.
So using what's called neural networks, that new thing, and deep learning. That's the part of the deep learning that we're discussing. Yeah. What can you do with it?
So you know, deep learning is really important. You know, having a neural network in your pocket. It's going
Where?
To change the world.
How can you carry a neural network in your pocket?
Well, you know, you have to be one of the few who are able to buy the new iPhone X, which comes with the iPhone X A11 neural network on a chip.
On a chip?
600 quadrillion operations per second with only a fraction of, you know, battery usage. And that, I think, is going to really empower.
So talking about reduced energy.
Yes.
Have I told you I'm doing intermittent fasting?
That's interesting. You know, I'm not too familiar with intermittent fasting, but is it one of those low-carb type diets?
Or? Oh, you can combine low-carb and keto in order to get the energy requirements that needed while you're doing intermittent fasting.
Got it.
Or you can do even paleo or just drink ionized water.
Got it.
Have you noticed what I've done to you? It was a trick. I've actually used NLP to influence you to ask me questions. So this way we segued from fintech into food tech, and we could talk about food tech.
You know, I can't really talk about food tech without talking about, you know, how a lot of these food tech companies were born out of like a shared office space, which is a major trend happening all across the United States.
So I think I can see a direct line from the sharing economy. Right, to basically share the office spaces or accelerators. Have you heard about the new thing with accelerators?
You know, I actually was listening to a podcast.
Podcast?
About, you know, with Gary Vaynerchuk being interviewed by Tim Ferriss about, you know, how to basically achieve success.
How do they achieve success riding an Uber or ride-sharing, predictive ride-sharing into the office?
I believe that I think it does contribute to their success because they're able to, you know, really focus on what's important and, you know, ignore everything else. Like they basically can live in a closet and not have to pay as much rent because they can just they sleep in an Uber. You know, it's a quite effective way to get ahead.
Can you achieve mindfulness when you're in a shared office space?
I think it's important to do that. I think it's important to talk to these shared office, you know, people that provide these places and carve out a small space. You know, you don't need a lot of space to be mindful. I'm thinking maybe, you know, 12 inches deep and you could just kind of slide yourself in like a bookshelf.
Well, so you're talking about the shared office space with some added value then, right?
Correct.
So, yes. Okay. Do you know of any office spaces that would allow you to have some meetups and unconferences, which is not like a regular conference? It has un at the beginning.
Wow, you know, I'm not sure, but unconference sounds very edgy.
It is.
Maybe a little bit beyond my expertise.
I used to go to a lot of meetups and hackathons. I'm now going to I'm ongoing to conferences, or basically I am going to on conferences.
Got it. Well, it seems like, you know, by it being an unconference, it would be like the opposite of a conference.
So basically it promotes social investments, right? God. Right? You know about all those micro funds and nano funds. Basically now we have funds that manage like thousands of dollars and make many, many investments. They're doing spray and pray, but micro prayments and invest maybe a couple dozen dollars, hundreds of dollars between the fractions of dollars.
Wow. You know, hundreds of dollars. And I think the way that this succeeds is by all these ultra micro funds, it basically now allows everybody to contribute.
I agree. And there's another trend I've listened. So you know how those uber huge VCs invest in big data?
Got it.
So you have all those small VCs invest in medium data, which is not as much data as you would think.
You know, I think the trend is it's asymptotic. So I believe it will eventually come. It'll be single people investing in such small data.
Single people investing, you know, cents in nano data. Maybe. Wait. I'm trying to stay on point here. So.
I'm sorry.
So let's talk about.
It's not that I'm laughing. It's just that I'm so excited.
Let's talk about for a second about the new trend coming out of Amazon, which is basically serverless. You're getting a serverless container.
Yes.
In that you can use it, for example, for face recognition. You can. So I would guess when you're going into your autonomous vehicle,
yes,
and the car basically recognizes your face,
right,
sends the face, your face,
yes,
to a serverless container in the cloud,
right,
sitting on Amazon.
You know, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Okay.
Where I think this really succeeds,
yeah,
is when your car is sending micro images to serverless infrastructure that can detect people, things, and other cars on the road.
Can we call this thing a smart city? Because all those cars, which I think they're electric, right?
Yes.
They're electric. They're yes, talking amongst themselves. Exactly. They don't even need you.
They right? don't. Yeah. We're talking about serverless infrastructure here.
Right.
It's like as if the cloud was split up into millions of little droplets.
My question is specifically when we're talking about this is where do you see virtual reality coming in? Like, if you don't need to ride, can you put like a VR goggles, or,
you know, your VR is a little bit, you know, we're not there yet, but I believe AR is the future. Yeah, AR is the stepping stone to get you to the VR world that you're talking about, and AR allows you to put an augmented reality layer across all sorts of images, data, everything. You are able to basically, before you get into a car, you can see where it's going to go in real time.
So can you basically blockchain a native neural network while intermittent fasting NLP?
That is the future.
Future of crowdsourcing.
That's the future. That's where it's all. That's where it all comes
it's
together.
Deep learning.
It's you know what it is with a lot of VCs I meet with, you know, they're talking about where things converge. And what you just said, I think, is the true future.
Yeah.
From now, you know, from now to the next, I don't know, 3 months. That's that's all. That's going to change the world.
So I'm seeing deep networks or deep learning coming to the masses. And we'll call it shallow learning.
There you go. You know, that makes sense. That's such a great...
Nanofunds, medium-sized data.
Did you know that what you're talking about is what would probably become a billion-dollar business, and we call those unicorns.
Unicorns.
But did you know that there are centaurs?
What are centaurs?
Centaurs are, if a unicorn's a billion, then yeah, a centaur is a $100 million company.
Holy shit! Because
so if you follow the trend there.
I can follow it using a drone.
That's a good point.
A self-driving drone.
I just backed a drone that flies around your house and takes pictures of you.
When you're dressed?
I hope it catches in all states. For a true authentic experience.
Multi-state, omni-channel, bidirectional connectivity, exactly, via wideband.
On a serverless infrastructure. And you know, I think this drone is backed by an ICO.
It is.
Actually, over time, these selfies and
crypto, yeah.
These pictures are gonna make me enough to retire. You know, I am extremely excited about all this.
I'm excited also. It's crypto all the way down. Blockchain, maybe also. What about, oh, wait, what about wireless charging?
Wireless charging will only work once someone in the ICO field is able to truly harness.
Is wireless charging working faster when you're using 802.11n? Or Wi-Fi has nothing to do with wireless?
You know, charging. You're thinking about it as a single device. What you really have to think about is if there are millions of these.
Meshed.
Exactly.
They're meshed.
You know, because
in the world of IoT, yes, crypto, deep learning, neural network, connected, mesh connected devices with a serverless ICO backed up by a nanofund using medium data and shallow learning can basically get you, can make you maybe not a millionaire, but how would you say?
At least a thousander.
A thousander, if not a dozener. I would like to coin a new phrase. Let's call it a dozener. Can you call it a dozener? I've made dozens of dollars in the high-tech industry.
Well, you know, you'd be honest. Yeah. And I think that's what this world needs right now is, you know, more honesty.
More honesty.
Fintech.
It's,
yes.
More honesty. It's the combination.
More honesty. Yeah, there you go.
It's an honesty by a moron.
Yeah, exactly. You know, why buy a lottery ticket where you can invest dozens of dollars
dozens
into the future of technology?
Maybe a couple dozen.
Whoa, baby steps here. Baby steps. We are talking about the future. We don't want to go, you know, set our sights too high. Otherwise, we'll be disappointed. So
yeah, okay. I think we're this was a very interesting conversation, Eric. Thank you for your time. And we're actually running out of time. It's been like 12 dozen minutes. It's been a dozen minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
Where do you dozen minutes?